lovely cushion header. Pajero! Oh, Yakuza! What a headshot! What a headshot! Well, you take a second in these circumstances. What you have to say.
Hello, Internet. It is episode 111. My name is Nish. I'm the host of the LC Podcasting Couch. We're in the international break. It couldn't come sooner because last time we had an international break, we wish it wouldn't come all at all, and we had just beaten Arsenal 4-0, and now we've just drawn with Newcastle in what was probably the most painful game to watch so far this season, especially because it was a 2:30 a.m. kickoff for us here in Australia. It ended about 4:30 in the morning, and I hated life at that point in time. So anyway, we're on international break now. It's all good. Let's hope the boys can find some form and come back and have a bit of laughs and find smash Manchester United. So anyway, because there's not a huge amount to talk about, we are on international break time. I thought, why not do a bit of a recap? It's been a strange old start to the season. You know me, one of the more positive guys in the entire world when it comes to Liverpool. We've seen enough crap over the 35-odd years of supporting this club. So, let's do a bit of a recap of the season so far. Talk about the ups and the downs, the backwards. I did see a really interesting request by our friend Umara, who is on the ladies' pod on the LSE Day Trippers, and she's writing an article about the top things that have happened this season. So I replied to that with a bunch of stuff and went, wow, there's actually a whole lot of things that have happened. So here we are. Let's recap what has happened so far this season. So it all started way back on August 12th. We played Watford. It was incredible because we were so full of hype and passion and electricity. It was at Vicarage Road. 20,000 people came down. Big game. And Okaka scored after 8 minutes. And oh my God, how did we feel at that point in time? Not so great. Anyway, straight off that, Mane scored and we're feeling fine again because Mane's back. He was playing for us. He's back from his knee injury and we're doing well. Then Doucouré scored at 32 minutes. We're back at 2-1. The break happened and obviously there was a decent change. Klopp did his thing. Firmino scored in the 55th minute through a penalty. And Salah scored 57 minutes. And we are on top of the world. 3-2. Everything's fine. It gets into injury time. It comes up to 4 minutes into injury time. Referee Anthony Taylor doing his usual horrible stuff to us. And Britos scores in the 94th minute to make it 3-3. Oh, God. And so we kick off the season with a draw, not feeling the best, but we move on. So we got a point. Hooray. Then we're off to Crystal Palace. And this is one of those ones. I won't talk about the international stuff right now. I'm going to talk about Premier League to start with. So went to Crystal Palace, and this is the one I was dreading because they had beaten us at Anfield for the last 3 seasons in a row, something along those lines. Absolutely awful stuff. I absolutely hated the idea of going into that game. But they hadn't bought Sako yet at that point because it was the 19th of August. We had 53,138 people packed into Anfield. It was storming, it was booming, it was amazing, it was a horrible game to watch once again, but we somehow managed to come away with the win, which leaves me happy. So Sadio Mane, 73rd minute, scores that goal. It was a bit scrappy all the way through, but he managed to get himself into the box. He managed to poke the ball away. Kevin Friend, he was our friend. We came away with the win, the 3 points, beat Crystal Palace. Happy days. That was the 19th of August. We're on to the 27th of August. I called it a bit earlier with a few little videos when it came about Arsenal. We know Arsenal start the season horribly every year when they face us. We are pretty much their version of Bayern Munich. So they faced us on the 27th of August. We were, again, at Anfield, 53,206 people. The referee, Craig Pawson, we smashed them 4-0, and what a game that was. That was the game where I think everybody sat back and just put their hands behind their heads and just thought, holy crap, Liverpool are amazing. We're pretty much going to win absolutely everything this year. as per usual, every time we face Arsenal, it is just a bit of a joke. So before halftime, Firmino scored in the 17th minute, Mane scored in the 40th minute. Then the second half, Salah, 57, Sturridge with that header at the end, 77th minute. They managed to get four yellow cards. We got four goals, they got four yellow cards. Pretty much shows what the game was all about. Once again, Ozil showing how great a magician he is, being absolutely invisible for full 90 minutes. That was just a beautiful game. We're on a high. We had a couple of league games and international games after that. And we went and faced our friends Manchester City. And boy, did shit come crashing down that day. Oh my word, it was just a whole lot of pain. But, you know, yeah, I can't really talk much about it. It was one of those games where it was going kind of okay. We had that crappy, was it back pass? I can't remember. Aguero scores in the 24th minute, but we were still looking really dangerous. I felt that was kind of against the run the play at that point because we were being pretty crazy on attack. And then Mane gets the red card. He puts the foot up into, Edison or something? Hit into that Brazilian goalkeeper's face and slices half his head open. But he gets that red card and then the wheels come rolling off. Clearly, it was one of those games where you go, I said afterwards, look, if a team goes down to 10 men against Liverpool based on our attack at the time, you would expect us to rack in 3, 4, 5 goals very easily against them, no matter who they are, even if it's Man United, even if it's Man City. If you're going down a man against us, we would destroy them because the quality, remember I'm talking about at that point in time, that was the 9th of September. Oh, how things change so quickly. So, yeah, we went down to them. Then suddenly Jesus scores 2 and Sané scores 2 and we end up losing 5-0. Jonathan Moss was the ref, 54,172 at the City of Manchester Stadium. Empty had, as we like to call it. There were still a few empty seats I saw. Just strange. What a weird club to support. But, yeah, that's Man City, bought their way up there. So we thought, let's bounce back. We're playing Burnley. We're playing them at Anfield. All good. 16th of September, Roger East was a referee, 53,231. Screaming Scousers. Captain, we're ready to just blow these guys away because, you know, we had a bad loss, but let's bounce back. Let's kick their asses. And then Scott Arfield scores in the 27th minute. This is what life's like supporting our club. It's just, yeah, every moment where you think, yeah, this is nailed on, we're going to do well. You know, again, I went through the stats beforehand. I saw Burnley doing well, I think, against Tottenham, and they beat Chelsea early in the season. But I thought, you know, this is at Liverpool. You know, we've got a powerful team. Yeah, we may not have Mane, but we can slot other people in. You know, Salah scores 3 minutes later. He scores in the 30th minute. And we're thinking, all right, this is Anfield. You know, we're going to bring this back. And we don't. So, 1-1. We get a point. Bloody hell. And then we thought, okay, fine, we'll play some more internationals. Why not? And then we'll piss off to Leicester. And this is the game where we thought, yeah, it's pretty likely that we're not going to win. It's one of those ones where everyone could see who's the best. Well, how do we concede goals? Ah, that's right. When teams sit deep and then counterattack. And what's the best sitting deep and counterattacking team in the Premier League? Oh, yep, it's Leicester. So, that was great. Yeah, but we started. We kicked off. It was going swimmingly because Salah scores in the 15th minute. Coutinho comes back. He's playing for us again, and he scores in the 23rd minute. So, we're 2-0 up. It is looking good. And then Shinji Okazaki, just before the halftime whistle, scores that goal, which sends everyone into a bit of disarray, where they're going, ah, crap. What the hell do we do now? Well, we come out in the second half, bit more emphasis, bit more firing up from that point on, and there's a breakaway. It breaks off. Henderson's on the end. Henderson scores and makes us 3-1, swimming, no problems in the world. 1 minute later, Vardy scores. Come on, Liverpool, bloody hell. 1 minute. 1 minute later to make it 3-2. And then, lo and behold, you know, there's a penalty because our mate Mini Lay doesn't like going in with his hands. He goes in with his feet. Anyway, Vardy gets taken down. He has the penalty shot. East gets saved by Mini Lay. So he makes up for his own horrible mistake. No doubts about it. Yet maybe it shouldn't be a penalty, but who cares? He did concede a penalty. He saves it. So we win that game 3-2. All right, 32,000 people in the King Power Stadium. Anthony Taylor was the ref that day. Christ. Yeah, 3-2. We win that one. Which brings us to the latest game, Newcastle United. So we're up against old mate Rafa. We know Rafa's going to sit deep. We know he's the defense king. However, Newcastle's been grossly out of form. They're doing okay in the table, but really they're beating any of the teams that you should be beating, and he wasn't really performing. So we went there. We had Mane back, which is great because, yeah, we got knocked out the League Cup. Yay. So we're there at Newcastle. We've got Amanda Staveley in the field, in the stands. We don't know who the hell she's watching. Is she watching Newcastle? Is she watching Liverpool? Does she want to put her 28 billion valued business into one of the clubs? Apparently she's a Liverpool fan. So it might actually bring up that question. I keep asking people, what's the point of being FSG out if there is no one bidding? Well, if she bids, we can finally have a discussion. So I'm looking forward to that. If it does, then I'll be completely open-minded about the possibilities. Until then, it's nothing happening. So anyway, she was in the stand. Coutinho scores again. And what a beauty it was. It was such a glorious goal. 29th minute, he scores. Everyone's on a high. And 7 minutes later, Joselu scores from one of the most annoying through balls in the world. And this is where I just started slapping the couch. Come on, man. Liverpool, you're absolutely doing my head in. This is too much. I'm just a poor boy from a poor family. And then, yeah. And this is the thing that brought up the most annoying discussion. I'm sure the boys on Friday are going to bring this up, you know, Pete and George, when they talk about it. But you don't play a high-line defense where they're sitting pretty much on the halfway line and have a goalkeeper on the goal line. You just do not do it. And I don't understand why we keep doing that. Because as soon as a ball is played into that gigantic amount of space, the goalkeeper has got absolutely not a hope in hell. Anyway, so Matip tries to run back, tries to save it. He makes a tackle where he does this twice, actually. Instead of just kicking the ball away, as in, concede the corner, it's fine. I know we suck on corners, but it's the safest option. But instead, he tries to kick it sideways. So he does that the first time. He does that slide, and it turns into a goal. And I'm like, oh, he's probably going to learn from that. He's Matip this time. Next time that happens, he's going to try and kick it out and go for a corner, concede the corner. It's okay. Then later on in the game, I see him trying to tackle a guy, and he kicks it straight into that guy's legs again. I'm like, oh, God, same mistakes. Ay, crikey. Anyway, so that's that. That was our amazing Premier League so far. We are currently sitting in seventh place. We have got Manchester United up after the international break. We have so far won 3, drawn 3, only lost 1, which is good. It's Man City as well. They're number one. We've also smashed Arsenal 4-0, which is good. We don't have to face them. Manchester United have probably got the easiest run of games ever in the history of Premier League. But they are going to face us. It's going to be probably their first big test. Pretty much their entire squad's an international break as well. So we shall see what happens. Sturridge went away. Sturridge had an awful game against Newcastle, so he's got a lot to prove. But we're up against them next. We've scored 13 goals. We've conceded 12, so we've got a plus one goal difference. That's nothing new. And we're going to take it from there. Do I even bother talking about League Cup? We lost to Leicester. The end. All right, let's quickly talk about Champions League, because this is a little bit nicer. So, we had to qualify. We go all the way back now to the 15th of August. We played Hoffenheim. And remember, Hoffenheim hadn't lost at home in something like 15 months. So we get into that game. Trent Alexander-Arnold scores a goal on the 35th minute. It was a beautiful moment. And then Nordveit scores an own goal. We're 2-0 up. And then Uth comes and scores one. And so we're a little bit panicking at this point, going 2-0 would have been great, but it's 2-1. But Trent, 18 years old, playing right back, Champions League, nails it, scores a goal, we're happy. And then on the second leg, 23rd of August, we absolutely tonk him 4-2 at Anfield. It was a beautiful day. Emre Can with two goals, 10th minute, 21st minute, and then Salah on the 18th minute. So we're 3-0 up. At this point, we are 5-1 up on aggregate, and then Uth scores. But then Firmino comes back and scores in the 63rd minute. And then Wagner, that big, tall, gigantic hulk of a man, scores in the 79th minute to make it 4-2 win to Liverpool on the day, 6-3 win on aggregate. We had 51,808 in attendance, which was strangely low for a Liverpool attendance, but whatever. And Daniele Orsato from Italy was the ref on the day. And then we have moved on to Sevilla, 13th of September. We're into the group. We get Sevilla, Spartak, Maribor in our group. It seems like a cruisy group, but we know what we're like against cruisy teams. We absolutely suck. So, first game, we are then, we're ready. It's Anfield. 52,332 people are packed into our stadium. Danny Makeli from Netherlands is the ref. And then Ben Yedder scores after 5 minutes. Ah! I don't even know what that sound effect was, but why do we do these to ourselves? Anyway, and then Firmino scores in the 21st minute. Cool, we're back, we're even. Salah then scores in the 37th minute. We are pumping, it's 2-1. We get a penalty on the 42nd minute. Firmino steps up and screws it up. But we're still 2-1, so it's all good. We're going fine, everything is okay. Gomez picks up a yellow card in the 64th minute. Correa comes back in the 72nd minute and scores to make it 2-2. Gomez gets a second yellow in the 93rd minute, gets a red card subsequently. Firmino ends up finishing the game with tears in his eyes. Beautiful and horrible to see at the same time. We get a point, but so did everyone else in the group, so who cares? Moving on. We go to Spartak Moscow. We go to Moscow, obviously. This is where I was panicking. I was hoping none of our boys, any fans, anybody gets injured because the Russians are completely mental as fuck. So I was just happy that no one got injured. That was a good thing. So we go there. It is all good. We're in front of 43,376 screaming Russians and a few Scousers who made it over there. Our referee was Clément Turpin from Topin. From France, however you pronounce it. We're ready to go. We're going to smash these Moscow Spartak people because apparently they're terrible in the league and we should win it by 5-0. And then Fernando scores after 23 minutes and we're 1-0 down. I don't know how I'm not bald right now. I mean, this club, what are you doing to me? So that's 23rd minute. But then our mate Coutinho comes back and scores in the 31st minute. So we're all happy. Thank you, Coutinho. Big Phil doing the business. But we end the game 1-1. So, yeah. Anyway, what's the date today as I'm recording this? It is the 4th of October. Our next Champions League game is going to be the 17th of October, which is how long? The Man U game is the 14th of October. So 17th of October is only 3 days after. We are playing in Slovenia. The stadium is called, how to pronounce this? Ludski VRT, Ludski Vert, and that's Maribor. So we'll see how we go against then. And then after that, there's like 2 weeks break, and then we're facing Maribor again, but in Anfield this time. After that, Sevilla away, and then Liverpool back in Anfield. So it should be a good finish for us. Sorry, I'm whistling through my teeth. I apologize greatly. But that's pretty much the season so far. Now let's take a look at who has performed, who's appeared. So the people, let's go in order of appearances if I can. Who's appeared the most? Joel Matip has appeared in all 7 games. Mo Salah has appeared, and he started. So Joel Matip is the only person who has played 7 games and started 7 games. Then we have Mo Salah, who has played in 7 games, started in 6. Firmino played 7, started 6. So the usual favourites are there. Wijnaldum, 6 and 6. Who else? Who's on 6 and 6? Nobody else. Oh, Simon Mignolet, 6 and 6 as well. My boy Andy Robertson, he's only started 2 and played 2. Yeah, I'd like to talk about Moreno, though. What a turn of events he's been, because basically everybody, except for a few people like Simon Brundish and a few of the AI guys, have totally written him off, but he's come back. He's all right. Yeah, I still prefer Andy Robertson because I'm a Andy Robertson fan, and Moreno is still giving me scars from that Europa League final. I should get over it, but it's just tough. You know how it is. He's given me a good bit of hope. I like that. The fact that Salah is still slotted in. Yeah, he can finish off those goals. He's missed a lot of big chances, but he's an amazing addition to our squad. I wouldn't take him over anybody else. He's pretty much wrapped up that right wing position. And who else? It's a bit tough after that point. I mean, I'm hating the fact that people are hating on Trent. I put out a message before the season started saying that Trent is only 18. Please remember this. He will make mistakes. He will have a big dip in form. That's the problem with being young, is that you can't be consistent all the time unless your name is Kylian Mbappe and you play for a gigantic club in France playing in Ligue 1, which is just, you know, candy shop stuff for a striker. So I'm very proud of Trent. I'm glad he's kicking it. He's doing well. He's not the best right back that we could use right now, being, you know, Klein is still number one in my eyes. But he's 18 years old, and I'm bloody proud of the guy, and he's going to have a massive future for us, even if it's not in right back. It could be central midfield. So we'll see how that goes, but I'm very, very proud of him and how he's done so far. So that's a big shining light for me. And Danny Ward. So I've been a huge Danny Ward fan for many years. If you just type in at Podcasting Couch and Ward into your Twitter search, you'll probably see tweets from many moons ago of me lauding how good Ward is. So I just get this weird sense of calm and positivity when Ward is in goal. I don't get that with Karius or Mignolet, so I'd love to see Ward after the international break given a go. I hope he actually plays for Wales, because he's been able to show Coleman, that's his name, what he can do. And go from there. Ben Woodburn as well. He didn't have the greatest game against Spartak Moscow. According to Gerard, I didn't actually watch the game myself. I don't think they televised it. But they lost that game, and Gerard actually openly came out, as he does, and said that the big names didn't stand up for his team. So he was a bit pissed off. So I'm looking forward to seeing how our Welsh boys do. I hope both of them kick on. It'll be great to have a good Welsh contingent in our squad. Because, you know, a certain Welshman by the name of Ian Rush did pretty well for us before. So my boy Ben Woodburn, and I'd love Danny Ward to hopefully, as the season progresses, get a run of games and potentially set himself up as being our number one. I don't think we need anyone better than that right now. He's been with the club for a long time. He knows our ethos. He knows Klopp. And I think he's good enough. So give the boy a chance. He's still only 23, 24 years old. I think he deserves it. Apart from that, who's impressed me? Mane, he had a bad game against Newcastle, but whatever, move on. A lot of people did. He's still amazing. He's still player of the season while Coutinho was out. So happy to see him in. And Coutinho coming back, he's just ridiculous. There's no doubt about it. We miss him. We love him. I love him. And the more he plays, when he plays, the team plays better. So those are my guys. Joel Matip needs to stand up a bit more. Lovren needs to really stand up a lot more. He's made a lot of mistakes. Gomez, I'd like to see how he progresses now, see if he does get into that centre-back position, but he's doing okay at right-back. Anyway, I see us winning Man United because it's so bloody unlikely at this point in time to fathom a win against them. It'll be just nice. I'm just being positive. It'll be really lovely. We tend to do well against big teams unless they're Man City. But against the more physical big teams, I think we do well. Like, we do well against Chelsea last year. We do well against Man United last year. We know we didn't get a win. I don't believe. I think it was 2 draws. But, you know, maybe Lukaku's off form. I don't know. We'll work it out. But anyway, that's a quick pod. I just want to get that together. Do a bit of a recap of what's happened so far this season. And it's the international break. So let's just chill out. Have a bit of a chat. Enjoy each other's company on Twitter. Try not to rage too much. And if you want to talk more, let me know. I'm on at Podcasting Couch. My name's Nish. This is episode 111, the 111. You have a lovely day or night. Goodbye.
Lovely cushion header.
Pajero! Oh, Yakuza!